We all love stories about the local kid who makes good. Mezzo-soprano Angela Brauer is now with the Bavarian State Opera, and in 2009, she won the Munich Festival Prize. She's back in town for a recital at Katzen Concert Hall on the ASU Tempe campus next Monday evening at 7:30.
You grew up here in Mesa, right?
Yeah.
When did you first start singing?
I grew up hearing mostly classical piano music because my mother taught Suzuki method. Okay. And so when I went to ASU, that's when I really started to be exposed more to formal classical singing and repertoire. And so that was when that kind of sparked my interest to sing opera. And then I moved on to graduate school, and then from there on, it became a reality.
I'm really surprised, though. As an undergrad, you decided to sing.
Yeah. I decided, you know what, the classical repertoire fits better in my voice, and it just feels right. And so I had really good teachers, Dr. Doan being one of them, and he really exposed me to a lot of possibility through the classical genre, and that's where my desire sparked.
You're very young, and you're the whole package. You've got the instrument, you have the look, you have the deportment, you've got everything.
Thanks.
When did it sort of kick in that the career takes you to Munich?
I had finished my second year of graduate school at Indiana University, and I was in a young artist program in upstate New York, and two representatives from Munich had come kind of unannounced, and like last minute auditions were had. And so they found me there and said, we'd like to put you into our young artist program starting in a couple months. At that time, I was still in school. And so I had to leave my master's degree, and I decided to go to Munich. And that's kind of when it really became a reality. Oh, I can actually have a job and make music as a musician. This is great. I didn't realize that. So it was nice.
So in Munich, you're getting a chance to sing a breadth of repertoire.
Absolutely.
Ah.
It's been incredible. It's been an incredible school for me to learn how to sing all those different types of styles. In 1 month, I could be singing, you know, Così fan tutte and Götterdämmerung. Like, it's just, I mean, you go from one day to the next, and you kind of have to solidify a good technique and stamina and all that comes with a career on stage.
I've asked violinists, you know, why don't I hear more recitals? I don't get the chance to do that. People are looking for an opportunity to do a recital.
It's always good to come back to, you know, one's alma mater and say, hey, let's do a recital, you know, because you have eager students that want to come and try to get a little bit of the community involved to introduce that to people, what a wonderful art form that is, and find a new love, fall in love with these songs and with this this art form, because it's such a beautiful, personal, intimate part of music. I'm really hoping that this will be the first of many recitals, and just to get people out and listen to great, uplifting, inspiring music.
I'm pretty sure that Eckert and I in the past have talked about Brahms, because Brahms can sound, the piano pieces, can sound, oh, well, that's nice and easy, and it's always finger tricks involved. I don't care how simple it sounds. You know, Brahms is just tough to play.
Mm-hmm.
I've never sung leader of Brahms except for the choir leader. Mm-hmm. And in those cases, it's a whole different approach. It's a whole different guy. It's not the Brahms symphonies. It's not even the pianist. It's someone who has a knowledge of voice that's just, well, that's unique. What's it like to sing the leader for you? And,
you know, these, that's going to be the gypsy songs are actually, I mean, they're more, yes, they're, it's always, you know, it's always a challenge, but it's actually more accessible, I think, for me and for, I hope, for the audience too, because they're folk songs from Hungary that have been, you know, composed by Brahms, and they have such character, and each one is not so long. In fact, some are less than a minute long, and each one has a different character, and it's not as heavy as, say, the Wesendonklieder, and you know, which also has its own wonderful character. But the Brahms are more, I think they're more accessible, and yeah, like folk songs. So it's not as challenging.
It's so interesting. There are 8 Zigeuner Lieder, so gypsy songs, and they're all in 2-4. All in 2-4, but yesterday when we rehearsed, we found out eight times completely different characters in 2/4, mm-hmm. some a little holding back, some with the tears almost floating on, some two or three of them really tongue-in-cheek, not at the same time the tears are flowing down the cheeks, but the tongue is in the cheek. And then the texts are translations from the Hungarian and brought to Brahms' attention by a friend of his in Vienna who had translated those into German with the help of his of the housemaid who was Hungarian. Of course, the connection in 19th century Hungary, Austria was very close. It was the same political unit. And so Brahms immediately took onto them, and he obviously, and we discovered that yesterday, had so much fun with it. It's more or less overtly erotic stuff in there, like, you know, Hungarians are just very outspoken with their in their emotions, but it's just beautiful and not overly Hungarian. It's not the same type of Hungarian folklore that we encounter in the Hungarian dances, you know, for piano, for hands, but still beautiful in their variety, in their humor, in their rhythmic aggressiveness, and it's wonderful to do that together. Yeah.